If the flying dragons mentioned in the I Ching intended to attack and destroy us, they could easily have carried out this objective. Oh, along with this article, a text of the ET Law will be presented. However, there are several points that I wish to make. 1211-101, applicability. The provisions of this part apply to all NASA manned and unmanned space missions. I could dismiss this whole controversy as a tempest in a teacup if the above passage contained the word only, so as to read, the provisions of this part apply only to all NASA manned and unmanned. 1211-102, definitions. A. NASA and the Administrator mean respectively the National Aeronautics and Space Administration and the Administrator of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration or his authorized representative. B. Extraterrestrially exposed means the state of condition of any person, property, animal, or other form of life or matter whatever, who or which has 1. Touched directly or come within the atmospheric envelope of any other celestial body, or 2. Touched directly or has been in close proximity to or been exposed indirectly to any person, property, animal, or other form of life or matter who or which has been extraterrestrially exposed by virtue of paragraph B1 of this section. For example, if a person or thing A touches the surface of the moon, and on A's return to Earth, B touches A, and subsequently C touches B, all of these A through C inclusive would be extraterrestrially exposed. A and B directly, C indirectly. Hatton says, AIDS is subject to no quarantine requirements, but extraterrestrials are. Sounds like a political Earth activity and laws, does it not?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm considering making some contacts myself. I hope you won't feel left out when I only visit your enemies. And I will touch them all over. Absolutely. Photographed and touchy-touchy.
Probably even their envelopes.
Their envelopes also, yes.
See, quarantine means the detention, examination, and decontamination of any persons, property, animal, or other form of life or matter whatever that is extraterrestrially exposed, and includes the apprehension or seizure of such person, property, animal, or other form of life or matter whatever. Quarantine period means a period of consecutive calendar days as may be established in accordance with 1211-104A. I think that means the administrator gets to do that.
Yes.
Administrative actions. The administrator or his designee shall, in his discretion, 1. Determine the beginning and duration of a quarantine period with respect to any space mission. The quarantine period, as it applies to various life forms, will be announced. 2. Designate in writing quarantine officers to exercise quarantine authority. 3. Determine that a particular person, property, animal, or other form of life or matter, whatever, is extraterrestrially exposed and quarantine such person, property, animal, or other form of life of or matter, whatever. The quarantine may be based only on a determination that there is probably cause to believe that such person, property, animal, or other form of life or matter, whatever, is extraterrestrially exposed. Number 4. Determine within the United States or within vessels or vehicles of the United States the place, boundaries, and rules of operation of space missions. However, it does not contain that one little word which would have made such a big difference. If the government was suddenly faced with the accomplished fact of an undeniable overt ET visitation, this regulation could therefore be construed as being applicable to all space missions, NASA or non-NASA, whether of terrestrial or extraterrestrial origin. As it stands, this law is applicable to UFO contact. The meaning would have to be stretched, but the built-in loophole does exist. Hatton says, just as with the new state's constitution, the powers that already take control will make the decisions and define meanings of all laws. 1211-102 definitions. I guess that's continued. V2. Touched directly or been in close proximity to, or been exposed indirectly to, without involvement in a UFO close encounter, would become eligible for indefinite quarantine under armed guard, according to the above. By including indirect exposure, the NASA administrator is empowered to make the definition mean just about anything he wants to. An example of indirect exposure is given, but an example is not a definition. Unless indirect exposure is defined precisely, it can mean almost anything. The possibility is not specifically ruled out that other types of indirect exposure than the example given might be considered valid grounds to quarantine a citizen or a group of citizens. In my opinion, it is vital that we challenge the validity of this law. For if it is allowed to stand unchallenged, UFO contactees and researchers may all meet behind barbed wire and armed guards somewhere in Alaska. I strongly urge everyone who reads the ET Law, Title 14, Section 1211, of the Code of Federal Regulations, at the end of this article, to clip it out and send it to your congressman, with a demand penciled in to repeal this absurd and potentially lethal law. We must use reason and transcend fear in order to make this planet a place where all may live in peace and harmony as one. Text of the ET Law. Aeronautics and Space, Extraterrestrial Exposure, Scope. This part establishes A. NASA policy, responsibility, and authority to guard the Earth against any harmful contamination or adverse changes in its environment resulting from personnel, spacecraft, and other property returning to the Earth after landing on or becoming within the atmospheric envelope of a celestial body, and B. security requirements, restrictions, and safeguards that are necessary in the interest of national security. 1211-101, applicability. The provisions of this part to all NASA manned and unmanned space missions which land or become within the atmospheric envelope of a celestial body and return to Earth. 5. Provide for guard services by contract or otherwise as may be necessary to maintain security and inviolability of quarantine stations and quarantined persons, property, animals, or other forms of life or matter, whatever. 6. Provide for the subsistence, health, and welfare of persons quarantined under the provisions of this part. 7. Hold such hearings at such times, in such manner, and for such purposes as may be desirable or necessary under this part, including hearings for the purpose of creating a record for use in making any determination under this part for the purpose of reviewing any such determination. 3. This is actually B3. During any period of announced quarantine, no person shall enter or depart from the limits of the quarantine station without permission of the cognizant NASA officer. During such period, the posted perimeter of a quarantine station shall be secured by armed guard. B4. Any person who enters the limits of any quarantine station during the quarantine period shall be deemed to have consented to the quarantine of his person if it is determined that he is or has become extraterrestrially exposed. B5. At the earliest practicable time, each person who is quarantined by NASA shall be given a reasonable opportunity to communicate by telephone with legal counsel or other person of his choice. 1211-107. Court or other process. A. NASA officers and employees are prohibited from discharging from the limits of a quarantine station any quarantined person, property, animal, or other form of life or matter, whatever, during order or other request, order or demand, an announced quarantine period in compliance with the subpoena, show cause, or any court or other authority without the prior approval of the general counsel and the administrator. B. Where approval to discharge a quarantined person, property, animal, or other form of life or matter, whatever, in compliance with such a request, order, or demand of any court or other authority is not given, the person to whom it is directed shall, if possible, appear in court or before the other authority and respectfully state his inability to comply, relying for his action on this section 1211-107. 1211-108, violations. Whoever willfully violates, attempts to violate, or conspires to violate any provision of this part or any regulation or order issued under this part, or who enters or departs from the limits of a quarantine station in regard to the quarantine rules or regulations, or without permission of the NASA quarantine officer, shall be fined not more than $5,000, or imprisoned not more than one year, or both. Write or call your congressman and tell him you want this law taken off the books. This article was printed in the Open Line newspaper, Environmental Stewards, August 1992 in Spokane, Washington. End of quoting. This was received by fax May the 28th, 1996, so it is not so far-fetched as it might at first appear. There have been thousands of people who have seen too much and are locked away forever. No, indeed, I will not subject anyone to such atrocious possibilities. It is past time, readers, to take these things as seriously as they are intended. For it will be by these foolish-seeming legal means that you will be taken alive or dead. Remember that God only deals in life and creation. Man deals in death and war. A dead patriot is no patriot at all. Think on this, please, and then act in wisdom. Good morning.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. And we have struggled here from the very first day. And I'm going to give all of you a little bit of a background, because especially if you come after a thing has already mushroomed and you get this little fragment and that little fragment, I think it's time for me on a tape to give you a little bit of a rundown of the sequence of things, and maybe even our lawyers could listen to it and get a little more balance into what they need to do.
Commander, do you want to wait until we start a new tape to do this, so that they can
fine.
The lawyers are going to listen to it, they can start a tape. It's about
fine
anyway.